Today, I'm going to be speaking on a topic, the encounter, and it's about Zacchaeus. And you know, when we were in Sunday school as little kids, we sung that song, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a wee little man was he. We sung it, but I don't think we really realized the meaning of that little story. We just sung it. But we're not in preschool this morning. We're not in kindergarten to sing that song. We are in an adult class that I pray that this message will maybe turn the light on. I see it in a different way than when I used to sing it as a little child. And but it's in Luke 19 and verse 1. It said, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, in other words, a crowd, because he was a little stature. Talking about he was a little man, probably 5 foot tall. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Now that sycamore tree symbolizes regeneration and transformation. Stop and think about it. Zacchaeus was up in that tree. The tree of regeneration. He looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. What I thought was kind of interesting, Jesus called him by name. Zacchaeus, come down. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusations, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, there must have been a long line that day to receive. Oh, because he was a tax collector. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. This is a story about Zacchaeus, and we read that even a tax collector could turn, repent, and change his life through the encounter with Jesus. Zacchaeus saw Jesus face to face as he was. How many longs to feel that, see that in your life? Come face to face with Jesus. Now, I'm not talking about in the flesh, but I'm talking about in that spiritual realm. Maybe I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. When I was a child, of course, I was a tomboy, and we had a big tree in our backyard. And I'd climb that big tree, and I could see all the way down East First Street, Sister Cindy. And I felt like I was on top of the world. Matter of fact, that was my hiding place. When Mom wanted me to do something, I'd go out back and I'd grab hold of a limb and start climbing. And I'd go to the top of the tree, and I'd see Mom coming out the back door and standing there at the back porch hollering for me. She couldn't see me. And I just hid. I wasn't too enthused of coming down out of that tree because I knew what was going to happen. She would probably holler at me and tell me, grab a switch on your way down. But to be in that tree, I felt so safe. That was my hiding place. The crowd blocked Zacchaeus the day Jesus was passing by, and he climbed up in that tree to be higher than those that were keeping him from seeing Jesus. The crowd, such as our friends, family, co-workers, can keep you from Jesus. We can be teased, we can be listening to all of the negative around us, and it can push us away from his presence. Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus, but never came face to face with him. He had heard the stories. He had heard maybe about the miracles and all, but he never had that encounter with Jesus himself. He never had that personal attachment until that particular day. Why that day? I don't know, but thank God he did. Zacchaeus' life was changed that day because he was willing to do whatever it took to be in the presence of Jesus, just to look upon him. He didn't call out to him. He just climbed that tree because he wanted to be able to see Jesus because of what he's heard, the good that he heard about Jesus. He never met him before, but he climbed that tree because he was so short, the Bible says, and he wanted to be able to see Jesus. The crowd, they were pushing and they were there watching as Jesus came through. And Jesus comes by and stops at that tree. Why that tree? I don't know. Maybe Jesus saw Zacchaeus up in the tree. Maybe he didn't hide good enough like I used to. But one thing's for sure, Jesus didn't have a switch in his hand to say, come down from there. Come down from there. Zacchaeus' life was changed that day because he was willing to do whatever it took to be in the presence of Jesus. Jesus came passing by and he did notice Zacchaeus and he called out to him. Jesus went to his house and had fellowship with the one that was a sinner. How many probably drew all of the breath out of the area when they heard he was going to Zacchaeus' house? Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Jesus going to the house of a sinner? There was others that day that weren't so pleased. That crowd wasn't so pleased that Jesus would even want to go to the house of a sinner. You know, Jesus didn't respond to their murmuring or whispering. He just went. There was a need in a sinner's heart. Jesus received Zacchaeus with open arms that day. I don't care what you've done. Come. I'm going to your house. I have to tell this little story on my baby sister, Teresa. And I'm glad we're not on air, but that's okay. When we were little, the Cook family in Carterville came to visit us. And we were going here, and they came to visit. They were out on visitation. And Sister Frances and her sister came in and was talking with Mom and all. And Teresa, she started calling out to Mom, Mom, I want a banana. Mom, I want a banana. Would you hush up? We don't have any bananas. I want a banana. Mom, I want a banana. And it was embarrassing, Mother. That's what it was. And Mom was getting upset. Sister Frances said, I'll go to the store and get some bananas for your family if you need bananas. And Mom said, no, we don't need bananas. This is just, she's being a kid, you know, she said, this is embarrassing and all. But to this day, we tease her about wanting a banana. Every time I'm around someplace and motel, we're together or wherever, and there's bananas there, I'll grab a banana and take it to her. Here's your banana. I don't know why I told that story, but I did. Zacchaeus just wanted a glimpse of Jesus, but he received more than just a glimpse. He received a change in his life on that day. I wonder if you and I would be like that crowd talking among ourselves about Jesus eating with sinners, whispering about the one that would sit down at the table breaking bread with the one that was doing wrong. If Jesus was here today in the flesh, fulfilling his plan, loving the lost and going to meet sinners in their time of need, how would I react? Would I look at him as the crowd looked at him and whispered and murmured among because he was going to the house of a sinner? Would I be offended of where he went or whom he spent time with or spoke to? Would I be jealous because he was spending time with sinners, someone that needed Jesus? Do you know what Jesus wants from you and I? He wants us to honor him with our hearts. Give him all of our heart, not just part. We need to have a heart like his. I see in the Word of God that Jesus had so much love for people, even those that did him wrong. He went about his Father's business without complaints, without grumbling of what he had to do. How many times, I'm saying here, because when I put this message together, I was talking to myself. How many times have I grumbled or complained that I had to do my Father's business? Jesus had a mission in his life. The question today is, do you or do I? Do I have a mission here on earth? Jesus reached out to sinners and offered forgiveness. He reached out and became a friend. In Luke 15:10, it says this, "Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Can you just imagine the angels rejoicing over that sinner that's giving their life, wanting to be changed? Hallelujah. And I'm just as guilty. Oh, and I see a sinner at the altar, I stand back. Maybe perhaps my thought would be, well, how long will it be this time? Shame on me. There was many in that crowd that day, possibly they might say, Zacchaeus will take Jesus to his house, but he'll never change. He had a love for money. He was rich. It'll never change. But it did change for Zacchaeus. Every time there is someone in the altar asking for the forgiveness of their sin, and it doesn't have to be a sinner. Many times I've knelt at an altar, Brother Griffith, and asked Jesus to forgive me of the junk in my life and the junk that I've allowed to consume me. Just remember, there are angels all around rejoicing, seeing you kneeling or standing and asking, please forgive me. You know, we don't have to name our sins. If you want to, you can. But it's junk. It is just junk, and he forgives us of it. Because why? He loves me so much that he forgives me. He'll say, I forgive you. You're mine. I forgive you. Maybe forgive me for being disobedient to his word. When a person gets baptized in water and being buried in the lovely name of Jesus, I believe angels are worshiping because they've made the decision their lives to be changed, to be that old life is going to be buried in the lovely name of Jesus. You're taking on the name of Jesus in baptism, and you're coming up out of that water brand new. You're a brand new creature in Christ. You're a brand new creature. I remember one time we baptized a lady at church, and when we first went to church, all we had was a horse trough because they took out the drains and the baptismal and all this stuff. And my husband said, get a horse trough, we're going to baptize. And we baptized the lady, and her little grandson was standing there, and he was talking and saying about the sins being washed away and all. And that little boy, he stood there and he watched as his grandmother got baptized. And I was standing there beside him, and when the lady came up, she was rejoicing. And that little boy said, where are they at? Where are they at? Where are they at? And I said, what, honey? Pastor talked about her sins. Where are they at? I said, they're washed away. Or washed away, let me say that. I can't help it. You can't take the hillbilly out of me, Brother Coben. I got made fun of a lot when we lived in Belvedere because I would say washed, tar, soda. Yeah, when we made peanut brittle one time, talking about soda, this lady called me and said, would you bring some soda tonight? We're going to make peanut brittle. And I said, sure. I went to the store. I got diet soda, and I got regular soda. I got orange crush. I got different types of soda. And I go in, Sister Jasmine, to that lady's house, and I said, I got the soda here. Where do you want me to put it? She said, oh, just up on the cabinet. And I said, well, you sure you don't want it in the refrigerator or what? She looked at me. She said, what kind of soda did you bring? And I said, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Pepsi. She said, oh, my goodness, Sister Pepper, I was talking about bacon soda. It's not pop, it's soda. In the days that Jesus walked on the face of the earth and entered cities, there were many people that had pressed their way to see Jesus. But many stayed a distance from him. Kind of sounds like the day we live in. I want to see him, but I don't have to really know him. Some say all I have to do is believe. Well, if you believe, don't you want all Jesus has for you? Don't you want to take on his name? Don't you want the gifts of the Spirit operating through you? Everything that he has for you and I. Jesus didn't care if people were tax collectors, ditch diggers, or sat by the wayside and begged. He reached out and touched their lives. He is no different today as he was then. Jesus doesn't care if we're doctors, lawyers, secretaries, or a jailer. He doesn't care if you are retired or if someone's not able to work due to your health. You have a need. He will meet that need.
Yes.
Zacchaeus had a need that day, Sister Susan, and it was Jesus. He had a need, and it was Jesus as he passed by. Zacchaeus looked into the face of Jesus, and I believe he looked into the eyes of compassion, and Zacchaeus had that need. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I have repeated that scripture many times over and over in my life, and I have seen, not just by reciting this, but believing the word of God. My God shall supply all your need. I don't care what that need is. He will supply according to his riches and glory. You must have the faith. You must trust him. He probably didn't even know he had a need, Zacchaeus. But that need was Jesus. Zacchaeus was someone that needed a change in his life. He probably wanted to be loved and befriended because he was hated by many because of his title, tax collector. There are several lonely people in this world, even in this city. We've heard it many times preached. Even though there are many people in here, and there are people that need a friend. Someone to care, someone to be willing to walk beside them and tell them about Jesus. They do have a need. They could be like Zacchaeus this morning. He heard about Jesus but never knew him. People around us have heard about Jesus and his miracles but have never received a miracle for themselves. They have heard about Jesus and his forgiveness but have never bowed down at an altar to ask to be forgiven. There are Christians today that have never had the encounter with Jesus, never came face to face in his presence. And I'm not talking about the flesh, I'm talking about in the spirit. How many sitting here today have been in the presence of God so thick that you didn't want to leave from that exact spot where you had your encounter with him? You didn't want to rush through, you wanted to linger to enjoy the peace. I was praying one day, and my husband was gone. The kids were gone to school, and I had gotten off of work from working midnights and went into my bedroom and shut the door, Brother Griffith, and I just laid back on the bed and began to worship, just worship. Didn't ask for anything. I just worshiped and thanked Jesus for touching my life. Bring me, and a sweet presence, Sister Cindy, was in that room. Oh, it was so rich. Oh, and I just lingered and lingered. And in my thought, I thought, no one come into this room. Don't open that door. Don't disturb me. I'm in the presence of Jesus. And it was so wonderful. And I know several of you have experienced something like that as well. I thought of the words of a song this morning in closing. And it says, to be used of God, to sing, to speak, to pray. To be used of God, to show someone the way. Oh, how I long so much to feel the touch of his consuming fire. To be used of God is my desire. And that is my desire, and I know many of you have a desire to be used by God. There's a lot of Zacchaeus walking around out in our neighborhoods and in our communities. Will we lead someone to Jesus? Will we say, Zacchaeus, I see you. I know you have a need. Let me lead you to Jesus. And that's what he wants of us. And how many times have I passed by somebody that was a Zacchaeus, that was better than me financially? Maybe they had a title. I had someone tell me one time, you're nothing without a title. But I said, in your eyes, you're right. But in the eyes of Jesus, I'm everything to him. I'm his child. And that's how he looks at you. You're his child. You're royalty. And he loves you. And he's waiting and wanting all of our hearts to reach out to Zacchaeus. I ask today that we find a place to pray. And if you long in your heart, or should I say if you hunger for that encounter with Jesus, why not let it be today? Why not let him pass by and you reach out and touch him? Don't wait till he calls your name. You call his name, that name that's above all names. So could we stand today? I know this was just a very simple little message, but I believe that as I pray, I was coming to church this morning and I was praying, I was coming down that here in blacktop, and I don't know, I just pulled off there at the park, and I said, I got to find me a place. And I pulled in a parking lot there, and there was this tree, Sister Julie, right there. And I looked at that tree, and I said, Lord, is that my sycamore tree? I don't want to hide from you. I want to see you face to face, Jesus. So I'm going to pray, and if you all want to try to find you a place to pray, let's pray the presence of the Lord into this place this morning. That the Word of God, as our pastor brings the Word of God this morning, will touch and change a life. He's wanting to use you today to touch Zacchaeus. Lord, as we come before you, God, we're so thankful that we have you in our lives. Oh, Lord, there's many desires.